Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey everybody, Tim over the Bulwark here. I don't know about you, but if you're like me and you saw the images from the Trump state dinner with MBS and the American oligarchy, you were hunched over the toilet dry heaving this morning. And it's not just because I had a couple drinks after the Kamala Harris interview last night. It was just the noxious view of these Botoxed billionaire freaks sucking up to a foreign dictator that had a journalist bone sawed and chopped into pieces. I will never understand the mind of the billionaire that they feel like they need this. Okay. Like that these people do not go to nice enough parties already. I want to go down the list of people who are there. The things that caught my attention, in particular, the selfie from Mark Benioff, the Salesforce CEO with Pam Bondi. I found that pretty gross. The various selfies with Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player, with Elon and David Ballsacks and all these other horrible people, you know, who have been complicit in, the deaths of unknown people worldwide through the cutting of USAID or, you know, the transfer of Venezuelan asylees to a foreign concentration camp. You know, people who are complicit in all that doing, hey, I'm doing a selfie with a soccer player. So great. Anyway, I want to run through the list because I cannot be more clear. And like even setting aside my Trump derangement syndrome, like if Joe Biden had a state dinner with MBS and I'd received a call from the White House, I was like, Tim, big fan of the podcast. You know, there's some Fox Media people at this Trump dinner. There was Brett Baer, Maria Bartiromo. We want you to be in the Bartiromo slot. Okay, Tim, the Democrats are back in. It's going to be MBS. We're going to be doing this. It's going to be great. You put on a tuxedo, CNBC. You bring your husband. You bring a plus one. Like I would literally have been like, is this a prank call? Is this a prank call? I would have laughed in their face. Like, no, I'm not going to go to a fucking state dinner with MBS. I don't really like fancy dinners that much anyway. Like, I guess it would be nice. And if the White House, if a non-Trump White House wanted to invite me to a state dinner with a leader from a liberal democracy who, you know, does not have blood on their hands, who did not, you know, orchestrate a worldwide manhunt for political foes and have them chopped up and left in a box, would I go if it was just, I don't know, the new neoliberal gay prime minister of the Netherlands? Like, sure, I'd go. Yeah, that'd be great. And I might do a selfie or two, but for MBS. Why do these people get invited to way better parties than I do? Why do they want to go to this, for starters? We have some theories on the back end, but just want to go through the names here. Mark Benioff, Salesforce CEO. Michael Dell, Dell Technologies. Congrats to him. Elon, obviously, was there. Jensen Huang, the NVIDIA CEO. I think he's got some business deals to talk about. Lisa Su. There was one woman that got invited. Congratulations to Lisa. Only female executive in attendance. Obviously, I mean, if you're a female executive and you get invited to go have dinner with a despot who cracks down on women's rights in their country, no choice but to do that. The OpenAI CEO, Greg Brockman, was there. Tim Apple. Tim Apple was there fresh off the trophy that he gave to Donald Trump back at the White House again. The Palantir CEO. Okay, that makes sense. The Cisco CEO is there. Chuck Robbins. Because Cisco is trying to get into the AI game. Bunch of other folks. Any of these worth mentioning? Oh, obviously some crypto guys are there. I understand why the crypto guys go. I mean, they have dudes that participate in B-handings and illicit deals all over their platforms. So like the Coinbase CEO, Brian Armstrong, totally understand why he would go. And MBS is probably a big user of the platform. Since it's very easy for, you know, transfer of, you know, funds for weapons deals or whatever. So it makes sense that the crypto guys are there. So they're there. Let's see. Oh, it's not just the tech and crypto guys, though. We got the financial elite also showed up. Stephen Schwartzman, Blackstone, congratulations. Mary Barra, GM. So, okay, well, there's a second. Excuse me. Apologies for that note earlier. There were two female executives. Mary Barra also was there to honor the leader of a country that is deeply oppressive to women's rights. William Clay Ford, Ford Motor Company, Chevron there. I mean, just who knows? Pfizer. Pharma company's going to be there too. Albert Bourla. I don't know how to say his name. Albert Bourla, the Pfizer CEO. Bill Ackman made it. Hard to see how he has the times with all the tweeting he's doing. It goes on and on. Josh Harris, owner of the Washington Commanders. He's a big Democratic donor back. Also owner of a Philly sports team. So I guess he's switched sides as well now that the Washington Commanders need a new stadium in town and Mr. Trump wants him to name it after him. So that's the group. That's what you've got there. I think that part of this is just our elites are deeply depraved. And we are kind of out of an era where virtue signaling was important in corporate America, and now we're to an era where vice signaling is important. So I think that's part of it.
Borg Takes is sponsored by Soul. Cold nights, cozy blankets, and Soul's out-of-office gummies. It's my new favorite routine. Throw on a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, grab a gummy, and unwind. It's a little self-care ritual that keeps me calm through the holiday chaos. Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, and enhance creativity and relaxation. With 5 different strengths, you can tailor your dose to fit your vibe, from a gentle 1.5 milligram microdose, which, again, is my preferred dose for parenting, to their newest 15 milligram gummy for a more elevated experience. Maybe be careful with that one around the Christmas or Hanukkah table. Please, folks. It's the holidays. Soul also has a variety of products specifically designed to help you get a better night's rest, including their top-selling Sleepy Gummies, a fan favorite for deep restorative sleep. Take advantage of Soul's Black Friday Cyber Monday deal now. For a limited time, get 40% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code BulwarkTakes. That's GetSoul.com, promo code BulwarkTakes for 40% off. Don't miss their best deal of the year.
And then there's also just money. The Saudi, here's a new story from Semaphore out yesterday. Saudi set to announce a slew of AI deals with U.S. firms. Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund is set to announce a slew of new deals as the country looks to pour billions of dollars into a plan to become the world's third largest country for AI. That's definitely what we want. And I think that's definitely in our national interest, which is to have a Middle Eastern country that is a dictatorship. It's a kingdom that has Sharia law and was complicit at some level in a terrorist attack on our country, 20 years ago now? almost 25 years ago. We're all getting old. So we want a country that was kind of housing the terrorists that attack our country, that does Sharia law, doesn't care about women's rights, is a dictatorship. We want them to be the third largest, you know, power player when it comes to artificial superintelligence. Couldn't possibly imagine how that could go wrong. I think that's great that we've decided that these guys are such close allies now, the Saudis, that we want to do these big deals with them, where Amazon, AMD, XAI, Global AI, etc., just kind of collaborate on data centers with Saudi, and that we sell these advanced AI chips to the Saudis. Because our creaky economy is being propped up by these AI data centers. That's totally not a bubble, by the way. I understand why the companies, why some of these companies would want to do that. And they got to care about investor value. I don't know why a government that is America first, that is focused on protecting Americans, that has our national security interests at heart, would feel like this kind of just unfettered trade of these extremely powerful chips, we don't know the extent of their power yet, with a country that's like, you know, a soft ally, let's call it. Not exactly a country that like shares a lot of our values. I mean, they might share Trump values, but doesn't share like the fundamental classically liberal American values, the values of our founding. Like that. So, you know, there's some limitations in our allyship when they don't, when their country is actually an affront to those values in many ways. That maybe we should think a little bit differently about these chips, these advanced AI chips, and the extent to which we want to intermingle something that is going to be so central to our economic growth, so central to our future security and safety. Do we want to intermingle it that closely with the Saudis? I don't know. Maybe there's a keep your friends closer, keep your enemies closer type situation, but I don't think this is happening here. I think this is just a gold rush, and everybody has decided to put any sort of moral compunction or practical concerns to the side. And they've decided that what they want to do is put on tuxedos, sidle up to a murderous dictator so that we can take some of his oil money to prop up our economy. That's what's happened. That's what these elites have decided to do. I think that whether it's from within the Republican Party or from within the Democratic Party or an independent billionaire that wants to shake up the political system, I think that running against these noxious, horrible people is something that I would support and that I think would have a lot of support within the country, because this morally vacuous, illiberal, Great Gatsby, Botox selfie culture in the new Grand Trump ballroom, where the worst dictators in the world buddy up with the Silicon Valley oligarchs and the AI elite and the crypto bros. I think that the country is going to turn sour on that very fast. And I would recommend running against it, because let me tell you, I'm fucking sour on it already. These people make me sick. So in case you'd missed the pictures from the state dinner, honorary state dinner with Mohammed bin Salman, the murderer, and also possibly, I'm not reporting this, by the way, don't know this, just what we're hearing in the street. So it's allegedly, don't want to be sued. We don't know this, but he might be a hermaphrodite and also a murderer. It was quite a dinner. Hope you saw the pictures. If you didn't, you're welcome. Hope they made you as sick as they made me. Everybody subscribe to the feed, comment below. We'll be keeping you posted on everything else that's happening in Gatsby, Washington. I'm here in Washington for another day, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.